Since February's meeting, board member John Young turned his resolution into a district-specific policy and had it vetted by lawyers. ACLU of Delaware staff attorney Ryan Tack Hooper reviewed it and says it's legally sound.
Our view is teachers and staff at schools should not be having to decide the question of whether a particular warrant is the appropriate one or whether ICE has justification to take some action without a warrant.
Tack Hooper adds ICE is known to enter buildings with only an administrative warrant, not a judicial one, and demand access to safe spaces within a school. That's what the proposed policy is designed to protect undocumented students from. However, Christina's school board president, Elizabeth Page, says the policy is tailored to avoid putting teachers and staff in a difficult legal position if confronted by ICE officials.
We've directed them to say, I'm not authorized to give you access. You need to go through the superintendent's office. And if they say, too bad, we're coming in anyway, then all the staff needs to do is alert the superintendent's office that that happened.
The policy will go before the board for a second reading next month before an approval vote. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.